November 8th, 2002, was a day in my life I'll always remember. After 8 months of 3 daily shots and 3 months of complete bed rest, patients had worn very thin for both Gene and I. Everything had boiled down to this one scheduled moment. At 8:30 a.m., I was sitting in hospital scrubs, nervously waiting to be admitted to the delivery room when told that I could do so. Dr. Brussman came to get me, and in the hallway, I told her that I wanted to thank her for all that she had done for Jean over the course of her pregnancy. Understandably, she said, "Don't thank me yet. The baby's not here. Let's wait and see." The reality was, she was right, and she probably had to leave that window of potential adversity open in case there was anything wrong that would happen. I told her, though, that I needed to say what I did beforehand for that very reason. My thought was, should something go wrong, I knew that I would never be able to pull those words out of my mouth. We prayed over the 9 months, not for a girl or a boy, but for a healthy child. The moment of truth was upon us now. I entered the delivery room, sat on a stool next to Jean's head, and held her hand. Our daughter, Caitlin Rosaline, after a very difficult birth, was born at 9:36 a.m. It was great news for Jean and I. We had beaten the odds and had a baby beyond the age limitation that society has a tendency to place on potential parents. A new life was brought into the world, and we were beginning a new chapter in our lives as mom and dad. We both were filled with tremendous joy and enthusiasm. And the first thing I needed to do was share the word of the birth. Enthusiasm is not truly enthusiasm unless we're able to share it with someone else. Peter's letter is one of birth as well, a rebirth of hope and encouragement to the Jews as the young church was facing extremely difficult and desperate times. In July of the year 64, the great fire of Rome began and lasted for 3 days. Nero was responsible, but rather than take the heat, he passed the blame on to the Christians, who actually received some sympathy from the Roman population. The persecution that followed was so horrendous that Christians were actually rolled in pitch and used as living torches to light Nero's gardens. In this context, an extent of suffering, Peter reminds Christians that through the resurrection they have been given new birth and a living hope. Jesus was not dead, but living. Despite all the appearances, Jesus is alive. And as long as he is alive, we live in the same hope. We live not only in the hope of a resurrection from the dead, but resurrection in our living as well. Although these people that Peter was addressing had not seen Jesus, they loved him. And even though they did not see him during this time of great trial and tribulation, they believed in him. That is living hope. It's hope that cannot be restrained by earthly powers, hope that cannot be beaten down by things of the past, hope that cannot be extinguished by fears that some great adversity might lie ahead in the future. Living hope does not die. And the followers of Jesus, not even physical death of the body will destroy our hope. Christian hope is the faith that in a world of violence and suffering, None of these things has the last word. That beyond all appearance, love is finally stronger than hate. That life will prevail over death, because God is bringing in a day when every tear will be dried, when justice will roll down like the waters, and death will be no more. How do we know this is true? Christians have hope because we believe that we have already seen a glimpse of the future. We have already seen what God is going to do, and we saw it on Easter morning as well. On Friday afternoon, the forces of injustice, violence, and death won their usual victory. But on Easter, God destroyed the powers of darkness and raised Jesus from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus is God's final statement against the powers of darkness and death in this world. As the writer of 1 Peter put it, we have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The text from 1 Peter tells us that we are going to be tested, and oh, have we ever. But the testing always ends, and results are praise and glory and honor. And that's called life. Everybody has to experience it, and everybody has to endure the valleys and the hardships along that journey. Sometimes there are mountains we must climb. In Christ, though, the ending is always the same, regardless of what it took to get there. That's living hope. There's always a possibility. There's always help along the way. There's always the strength to reach where you're headed. None of us have walked the earth with Jesus as Peter did, but we still believe in Jesus. And we believe that even though we suffer the trials of this life, we will one day rejoice in all things. God has given us all a new birth, a sense of hope that is realized in the resurrected Christ. We live our lives differently because of Jesus, never losing hope for a better tomorrow, and living today with appreciation for what it brings. And that's what gives us hope and enthusiasm. The Greek root of the word enthusiasm is God in us. Where there is enthusiasm in life, God is in us. And when God is in us, there is hope. And hope is the sustainer of life, the promise for tomorrow. Go out with enthusiasm in your hearts and spread the word, Christ is risen.